On air, WICC 600. Online, WICC600.com. Let's stimulate your brain with the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back to the show. I am broadcasting this week from Boca Raton, Florida. I drove down with my daughter and son-in-law over the weekend, and one of the reasons was to see my beautiful sister, Jill Zarin, who lives almost across the street, walking distance from my mom and dad, which makes me terribly jealous. Jill Zarin was one of the original Housewives of New York City, launching this extraordinary reality show franchise that has just taken off with an enormous life of its own. She's a Bravo celeb and an entrepreneur in the mask business, which is really taken off. You might have seen her mentioned as recently as a couple of weeks ago on Page Six. Jill Zarin, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show again. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Intro. Good morning.
So listen, Jilly, I saw last week that Dr. Anthony Fauci actually recommended that one mask is good, but two masks is even better. And you're now in the mask business. You launched your business right at the beginning of this pandemic. You had connections and expertise and an idea that people would want to wear not just surgical things on their face. You knew that they would want to wear pretty things on their face. So tell us a little bit about, just tell us from your point of view, what is the mask wearing public buying these days? What are we wanting to wear on our faces?
Well, I still see a lot of people walking around with the blue disposable masks. And I got to tell you, you know, at this point, it bothers me because they're easy, they're disposable, and that's the problem because everyone's just you're actually getting fined in Boca Raton, Florida. I think they have a $2,000 fine if they catch you throwing one on the floor.
Really?
Because the sanitation department can't keep up with all the blue masks, black masks, whatever, the disposables. They're all going to end up in our oceans. I mean, that's the reality. So if for no other reason, besides saving money, because our masks last at least 20 washings, 30 washings more, if you take care of them, it's going to save you money, and you're going to save the environment. I mean, you can't imagine billions and billions and billions and billions of masks around the world are being disposed in garbages and on floors and everywhere. So that's the one issue of why you want to get something that's maybe washable, reusable. Except for obviously the N95, which is for the medical community. So ours is not a medical mask, but it does give you protection. It gives you very good protection if you have a 3-ply mask, and it gives you good protection if you have a 2-ply mask. And it really has to do with protecting they say the mask doesn't protect you. The mask protects everyone from you, right, from you breathing on them.
Yes.
So personally, I've always worn two masks when I went out in the beginning, and I was really crazy. I always went out with two masks if I went to the supermarket and I was going to be near anyone, like at the checkout or whatever. I always wore two masks. I mean, I wouldn't wear it for a very, very long time because I think it does get harder to breathe, and it depends on what you're wearing. Well, we recommend what we've been told nurses do is they wear our mask first, and then they put on a medical mask over it just because it's soft. The Today Show called our masks like butter, and they evaluated many, many masks, and they found ours to be their favorite and the most comfortable. And our adjustable masks are really incredible. And anybody who's ever worn a Jill and Allie mask has never really worn anything else. And I think that the reviews on our website speak for themselves. So I don't. But we're doing other things, Lisa. We're not just doing masks anymore. I know that's how we started, but we've evolved. In fact, I'd say half my business now is not masks. It's coming from candles. We launched the most beautiful nylon bag that it's like nylon with PU leather. They call it faux leather, vegan leather. And in the most amazing colors, it's got gold embossed, the word stuff. It's a bag, a little pouch that you put into your pocketbook or whatever bag you're carrying. And you could put makeup in it. You could put anything in it. But it makes you feel good because they're bright and they're fun. And we're selling them, and we're giving a limited edition gift box with it. So, you know, those are the kinds of things we're doing, special small drops. We have candles with all these Real Housewives sayings, which are very funny. 3 more coming out. We're doing collaborations with other companies. We did something with a company called Something Navy, and we're working on a few others. We've done a lot. I just can't remember them all. Stephanie Gottlieb, we've done a lot. So
I wanted to ask you something. We're chatting with Jill Zarin because you're always very cutting edge, and you always know, like, the next faddish big thing. It's particularly in the world of social media where, let's face it, you were one of the first people that got, you know, I was going to say eviscerated, analyzed, lauded, praised, extolled, all of those different kinds of adjectives on social media. Because the show came out, what, in 2009?
No, 2007.
2007. Yeah. So that's like the infancy of social media when you really think about it. Anyway.
Oh, I was number 15 million. I remember. They used to give a number. They don't have it anymore.
Crazy.
I was 15 million on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's crazy. Well,
so,
crazy. There's a new one. Let's talk about the new one. So
that's what I wanted to ask you about. So I saw today. Right. So I saw today that Clubhouse. This is what made national news front page news.
Oh, I told you about
news.
It. Didn't I tell you
yes.
about it? Who told
yes,
you?
Yes, but Jill.
Me.
Listen, that you did. But here's what I want to tell you. Our audience should know. Clubhouse made news today. You're going to explain what it is because Elon Musk reached out to Vladimir Putin and asked to have a Clubhouse conversation with Putin, whose representative. Said he might be interested. Of course, Putin has no social media presence himself. He's not like Donald Trump. He's his own self. He doesn't
really?
Do social media.
Yeah,
no, really.
I'm kidding.
He doesn't have a Twitter handle. So my question for you is, since you really do know what it is, tell us what is Clubhouse. Tell us what is Clubhouse.
First of all, I got in very early because a friend of mine invited me, and it was a club that you can't get into. So everybody always wants to be invited to the club you can't get into. And
right.
it was really geared around very wealthy, influential celebrities, whatever. And you got one invite, you can invite one person. And I was lucky enough to get invited, but I didn't know what I was getting invited to. And I signed up and all this other stuff. But I have to tell you that I've read also since that in order to be signed up on part of it, you have to give them access to your phone book. So a lot
You're
of
kidding.
People, some people don't like that. No, I mean, I guess it's in their terms, you know, that they have access to that they can, you know, target them for whatever I guess they want to. So some people, I'm sure, have privacy issues, but people still signed up. People like Oprah, Elon Musk, Mark Cuban. I mean, you can't believe everybody's on it. And it all happened so fast. I think the earliest, a friend of mine, Spectacular, he got on November because I looked at him and he's always the earliest. So he was November like 28th and I got on January 4th. And I'm sure there's like a status to when you get on value. So right now it's still in beta. You have to be invited by someone, but it's gotten much more, it's gotten much wider. So you can really
what
ask
is
somebody.
It?
Ask
what,
people,
what is
okay,
it?
What is Clubhouse? It's a social media app and it's audio. So you go into these rooms. You'll see on the homepage different conversations that are going on, and you can select what topic you like if you want to talk about entertainment or tech or whatever topics they have. And people, I'm not really sure how you get on stage, like how you set. Oh, I think you can start a room. It says on the bottom if you want to start a room. So you could start a chat room, and you can invite people in, and you put up your topic, and people come in. And they call it on stage, which is where you have access to use your audio. Other people are muted. Unless they raise their hands, where there's a little thing you say, raise your hand. You can raise your hand, and then they can pick on you, and they go, "We've got Jill." And then Jill, and then I would unmute Jill Zarin, and I would unmute, and I could say whatever I want. So what's crazy is that like I could literally be talking to Elon Musk. Now he only had 5,000 people in his audience because he did it very early on. There aren't that many members yet, so it could very well have been that I could have raised my hand to ask him a question. Right now, I'm very shy. So last night I was on, I was, you know, playing around, looking around, and my friend Lauren Reidinger, who's an incredibly successful entrepreneur herself and owns many, many companies, she was on with Damon from Shark Tank and Fat Joe, who's a big rapper, and some other people. And there were maybe a few hundred people in the room, and I raised my hand, and then I ran away. So I texted Lauren, and I said, you know, we got to make a date. I'm coming down to Miami. She goes, I just saw you in the room and I picked you and you ran away. So I got nervous because I didn't want to talk in front of 500 people. I got nervous. But my friend Patty Stanger did it. She's hosting all these. Oh, there's another thing. Love Life. So Patty, who's the millionaire matchmaker, she hosted one on Valentine's Day or maybe on Valentine's Day. And it was a conversation about love and meeting people and all this other stuff and the pandemic. She got, you ready for this? The former CEO of T-Mobile. Was on. Looking for love, by the way. He's single. So I'm like, Patty, you need to call him. So you get all these incredible, you don't know who's going to show up in your room, and the bios are there if you want to look. So it's
so
fun.
Is this,
I mean, it's fun.
So is this audio? Is this audio or a combination
audio.
Of audio-video?
No, it's all audio right now, and I don't think people will ever want video. Never.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think that's ever really worked out well. I mean, Zoom has because you've had to, but I think not by choice most of the time. So Clubhouse is going to be huge. It's in beta, like I said. I'm sure it's going to get opened up completely. They're still trying things out. So let me tell you the frustrating thing. You can't contact people. So let's say you hear somebody speak and you want to send them a message. You would think that you could like DM them or something. But I guess
right.
You can't DM Elon Musk. I mean, he doesn't want to hear from me. So,
okay.
And I'm only using him as an example. He's not someone I have
right.
to ask anyway because he's so smart I could never even talk to him. But you'd have to like search them out on either the Twitter or on Instagram, look for their name, send them a DM. I heard you in Clubhouse and, you know, contact them that way. So they've made it, you know, more difficult to talk to people. You know what I think? I think they're going to have a financial model, which they all do eventually. Obviously, advertising is the easy one. But I think that they can end up like LinkedIn, where you can pay for like 10 DMs to people.
That's what I think.
You know what I mean?
I also think they're going to end up. So Clubhouse, you were invited to it. Is there a subscription fee?
No, it's free. You just download the app and you put in the code that the person gives you to get in.
I see, there was
an app like this a long time ago, something World, I can't remember what it was called, and it was the hottest thing and nobody could get in. It was really hard to get in and it was all celebrities and stuff, and it was huge and then it blew up and it went away. But I think that this is because Elon Musk and Mark Cuban and all these people are on it, I think that's what attracts people to be able to hear them directly live time. Like most of the time, it's not live. Even Shark Tank, not live. Nothing's live. This
sure,
is live. You know, he's sitting in his house talking to you, answering
right.
questions, and you might be able to ask him a question. And he's talking about things that the topic says. So if you want to hear about how to build a business, entrepreneurs, but you know what you have to be careful of, Lisa? You got to be
what?
Careful of the shysters. Because the more people brag about themselves in their bio, the more FOS I think they are.
Uh-huh.
Because I that's my gut feeling. Like my bio doesn't say a lot. You know, people know who I am, but I say a few things. I have a website, JillAndAlly.com, entrepreneur. I don't go into like, you know, 100 sentences about myself, and all my accomplishments. I don't know. I just see some people talking in the room and they speak big words, but a lot of them are looking for customers. They're marketing experts in digital advertising, and they're looking for customers. And they make themselves really big. I was in one room where it was like, I have a 7-figure business. I have an 8-figure business. I have a 9-figure business. I'm like, can you show me your bank account, please?
Oh,
you know,
really?
So I do think that there are people in there that are not who they say they are. Be very careful in any of these things. Always vet people. And I should do the same myself, which I don't always do. And I've gotten caught myself trusting people and then being very disappointed because I didn't vet them. I didn't check references, things like that. So that's a lesson learned in being an owner and an entrepreneur. So anyway, I think Clubhouse is great. I think you should join my sister. I think that you, because you have a radio show, you should definitely be on a regular schedule on here with like a pod. It's like a podcast live. That's what it is. It's a live podcast.
Okay.
You can ask questions. You know, you can actually
Very
interact.
Cool.
And you see who's in the room. So you look around. And you click on their bio. You can follow them. That's a big thing. You know, everybody wants followers. So I have like 800 followers. I would like to have more followers, obviously. My friend who's been on since the beginning has about 120,000, 110,000. So this
thousand
is something
followers.
No one has millions yet.
Well, it's interesting because I read the article about them in the Times. So Clubhouse was founded by two Stanford, you know, geniuses from Silicon Valley. And they have a track record of doing some apps that made it, some apps that failed, you know, like anything else. But they were in the paper today for saying that they cannot keep up with the demand because of Elon Musk, because he and went
Mark
public
Cuban
with
and a
this.
Few others. Oprah's on
right.
it, Lisa. I mean, seriously.
Right.
So Oprah now can have her talk show live on a, you know, I think it could replace podcasts. Not replace, but everybody will always want a podcast. But it's going to, and this is the other thing I'll tell everyone. If you don't have enough of an addiction to your telephone and your iPad and your computer, if you're
this
not
is
having,
another thing.
This doesn't have a screen. I mean, it does have a screen technically because you have to get on, but it's using your ears instead of your eyes, right?
So you can
relax
do everything.
Your eyes and you can listen. You just have to close your eyes and listen. You know, and if you want to wake, you know, open your eyes and raise your hand, you certainly
well,
can.
Well, when you're driving. To me, it's when you're driving. It's perfect. You're driving. You put it on.
It's an interaction, right? It's an interactive podcast that's live versus recorded. Yep. And I think that's what
But if you don't want to raise your hand and you just want to hear a live conversation, you put it on in the car and you drive.
That's it. And you can change topics. And there's all these different topics. It just makes it very easy to use the phone. Podcasts, I don't think, are as organized as well, because this is one place where there's many different places to listen to podcasts, like many places.
Right.
So it gets a little confusing for you, unless you know what you're
looking
for.
It sounds a little bit like the advantage of TED Talk, but with you being in there. Yeah.
Who else is in there. That's exciting. You get to see who else is in there. So, like, if I'm in a room and I see Martha Stewart or I see, you know, whoever, I'm excited because I'm in the room with them.
Got it. We're talking about Clubhouse with Jill Zarin.
We're sharing a moment live. And if I'm excited, you can imagine how everybody is, right, to be in the room with Elon Musk and Mark Cuban and listening to them give advice to you or to share some
Very
news.
Cool.
And sometimes they may say something they shouldn't. And that's what you're always looking for, right? Are they going to leak some information accidentally? You know, give a stock tip maybe, you know, that kind of thing. Not that they would, but I'm just saying, I think people also listen to these people to hear the inside scoop. I think that's the better way to say it, that you may get some inside, not insider information, but insider scoop. So anyway, I think it's great. So I hope that answers the question on what Clubhouse
That's
is.
Wonderful. And Jill, before we go, how can people get your masks? Let's hear about it. What's the best website for you?
Well, Jill and Allie, jillandallie.com, and we have an Instagram that's called Shop Jill and Allie. And my daughter, Allison, has really been taking the bull by the horns, and she is driving the ship. I am just glowing in her aftermath. I mean, I support her. I do a lot of back, you know, behind the scenes stuff, financial and, you know, running a company. But she's doing the day-to-day of the website and she catches errors every day. Every day she comes in, she's definitely
quality control. She's
and
amazing.
Says, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, look at this. They spelled it wrong. Look at this. And she caught some stuff last night on Amazon that was a mistake. It said a mask was 7-ply. No, it wouldn't say 7-ply. I said, well, I might as well say 7-layer cake. You know,
right,
7 layers.
Right.
There's no mask with 7 layers, obviously. I don't think anyone would say, oh, Jill's selling a 7-layer mask. But anyway, so she caught that. Obviously, it was an accident, a typo. So anyway, we're on Amazon also for people who want free shipping. We also give free shipping, but they have free shipping and guarantee 2 days, which we can't guarantee. So there's some benefits to Amazon as well. And our pricing could be, you know, we have different product, different pricing. So I hope people, you know, try us. At least
the candles are wonderful.
You know, really.
The sweats are wonderful. The rugs are wonderful.
We have everything.
You do.
We have everything. We do. Anyway, I love you, my sister. I'm so proud of you and all of your accomplishments. Mm. And I have to finish reading the two cases that you wrote in the Law Journal, which are amazing. Some probate cases my sister wrote up and got published. By the way. There's a lot of competition. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm so happy to be with you this week.
Yeah, me too, Jillie. Thanks for dinner last night. So good. So good.
Yeah, we got to talk about tonight.
All right, I'll see you
Call
in just a bit. You
All
bet.
All right, everybody,
love you.
Stay warm. Oh, by the way, one more thing. We sell a hoodie mask that has a hoodie.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool.
A mask. You need it in the cold. If nothing else, forget the pandemic for 1 second. You want to have a mask cover your face in this freezing cold because it's attached, so your neck isn't exposed. It literally tucks into your top of your neck. You pull it out and you put it on your ears, and you're very, very warm. So we have them. They're $65. They're totally affordable, and they're beautiful. They're tie-dye, and you'll love them. So check them out.
All right, Jill Zarin on the Lisa Wexler Show. Love you, too. We'll be right back.
Okay.